WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. National Guard troops are now in Los Angeles and in Paramount, just south of the city. They showed up the day after police used tear gas and more to break up violent clashes between protesters and ICE agents. This man was near a Home Depot store when agents started detaining people there.
We were at a stoplight, went out of nowhere. Immigration agents, ICE, all that came. They came dressed up in all their military gear. You're stuck in your car and your vehicle. When they saw us looking at them, that's when they started throwing tear gas.
LA Times immigration reporter Rachel Yulonga.
A lot of anger over the federal immigration authorities coming into an area that's so heavily immigrant and detaining people who have been in the community for a long time. I talked to one woman who was giving out masks at the protest. She was a social worker. I asked her why she was there. She says, because these are my people.
The defense secretary says Marines are also on standby. CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. As federal electric vehicle incentives face potential rollbacks, a new study is highlighting the burden of gasoline costs on Black and Latino drivers. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Fuel Equity Report shows Blacks and Latinos are super users of gasoline, spending on average 15% of their paycheck to fuel their cars. The median household income for Blacks and Latinos in Wisconsin is between $31,000 and $46,000. Dr. Shelley Francis with EV Hybrid Noir says systemic factors like disinvestment in public transportation, economic segregation, and long commute times all contribute to the disproportionate impact.
They're also more likely on average to be driving these older, less fuel efficient cars due to income as well as financing barriers that they may experience.
The study says EV adoption could save Blacks and Latinos an average of $4,900 a year on fuel and maintenance, but barriers like affordability, charging access, and education persist. The report found the top 10% of Black and Latino gasoline users are generally concentrated in smaller cities and rural areas. The study suggests targeted policies to encourage equitable adoption of EV for Black and Latino communities, including enhancing purchase incentives, expanding financing options, and increasing charging infrastructure in communities where top gasoline users live. Francis says addressing the big misinformation gap about EVs is also crucial.
Pushing more of those types of stories out there to show like the everyday driver. It's not some fancy person living out in a castle somewhere. It's just regular folks who are trying to work, make ends meet, and provide for their families.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Brewers at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field with the Brewers and the Padres wrapping up their three-game set today. Last night, the game tied at 3-3, bottom of the ninth, and rookie Caleb Durbin at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Durbin, deep left center. It is back, and it is gone! Caleb Durbin walks it off for the Brewers!
A walk-off home run and the Brewers winning 4-3. It was Durbin's first career home run in the majors.
You know, obviously a little bit more special. You're running around the bases, the lights are flickering on and off. You just hit a walk-off home run. You know, in the big leagues, it's a you know, really cool feeling, and my teammates were going crazy, so, you know, they're awesome for that.
Tomorrow night, the Brewers begin a series hosting the Atlanta Braves. NFL, Packers minicamp is this week in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers' one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers is for $13.6 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning partly to mostly cloudy across the area for today as showers and thunderstorms develop. Some areas of smoke as well. Highs of the lower 70s and a west to southwest wind. Tonight showers, a few storms around with lows in the lower 50s. Right now it's 64.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber, and we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
We are Music at the Star. I'm Lou Regani, the Music of the Star. Welcome, everybody. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Green Bay, WGBW, 1590, 97.9, and all our affiliates. Green Bay will be on till only 11, but you can continue to listen till high noon, civicmedia.us. Talking about summer blockbuster, 45 years on The Shining.
Wow.
Great stuff. Still have Jack Nicholson with us. They never told a little boy that he's doing a horror movie. He said they were doing a drama. And how many songs are in The Shining? Can you guess? I know you're thinking of one. There are actually three older songs that were brought in for the atmosphere of 1920s, 30s jazz. Here's one you never remembered. In fact, that's the title. It's called It's All Forgotten Now. Al Boley. And Ray Noble from The Shining. Thank you.
forgotten now, the trouble and the pain, forgotten every word I said, forgotten every tear you shed. We're still in love. It's all forgiven now, we're back in lover's lane, and though we wandered from our way, the corner's turned and we can say we're still in love. For you and I and everybody must learn to give and take. We'll find, like everybody, it's worth it for happiness' sake. It's all forgotten now, we're happy once again. Our trouble's gone beyond recall, and making up is best of all. We're still in love.
Grady, sir. Delbert Grady.
Grady?
Yes, sir.
Delbert Grady.
That's right, sir.
Mr. Grady, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, no, sir. I don't believe so.
Not the best dad in the world. No details. You can see the movie.
As we sat telling love tales in the golden summertime.
Summer blockbuster is the theme right now, and next week more Father's Day stuff. In fact, yet today, but
while in the trees, the little bird.
60th anniversary of Lady and the Tramp. With great music by Peggy Lee and others.
Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little Rosie.
And one of the best singers you never heard of.
Most everyone knows.
His name was Bob Grubbo.
And when we are mad,
I was on the air the day he passed.
How happy we'll be.
I made a tribute to him. Wait till you hear the magnificent voice of Bob Grubbo.
And Rosie O'Grady loves me.
From Lady and the Tramp, here's Bob Grubbo, the music of the star.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it that. Bell- Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes. On this lovely Ballinote, so take the love of your loved one. You'll need it about this time to keep from falling like a star when you make that dizzy climb. For this is the night, and the heavens are right on this lovely Ballinote. Take the love of your loved one. You need it about this time to keep from falling like a star when you make that dizzy climb. For this is the night, and the
Bob Grabow had more hits than anybody ever. It's hard to believe, I know. But it's not that you heard his hits. He was trying out the songs for the guys who finally recorded it. Oh, he did work with the Jan Garber Orchestra. But he was a vocal coach in Hollywood. He met his wife in grade school. Marjorie. At 15, they gave him a radio show, San Francisco, KGO. But he toured with a lot of bands, especially Jan Garber. He used to do vocal workshops all over the United States. He died very young. They celebrated his life at the Louis B. Mayer Auditorium, Calabasas, the motion picture home. But before you heard the song, Capitol would try it out with Bob Grabow and never release the song. It was just a tryout. More's the pity. I do have a few of those, and we'll play them. Thank you. Lady and the Tramp, 60 years ago, came out on screens. Number one song that summer. Oh, speaking of summer, there was a great Disney picture, Summer Magic, and Marilyn Van Hooven sang the title tune, but Bob Gribeau did the demo, and I've got a copy, and here it is.
For now, for always, our love will stay as warm as summer. For come what may, the magic divine that first made you mine will now for always be new. The time may chatter our first sweet thrill, it doesn't matter, it never will. For my love was meant for, was heaven sent for.
Song type of thing?
Oh, well, if there was, I wouldn't remember it. It was much too long ago.
Oh.
La-dee-dum-ba-dee. La-dee-dum-ba-dee. La-dee, la-dee-dum. La-dum. Our first sweet thrill, it doesn't matter,
it never will.
La-dee-da, la-dee, la-dee-da.
Maureen O'Hara, Hayley Mills from The Parent Trap. It's the music of the stars. Welcome, everybody. Thank you. picture also starred Tommy Sands, Annette Funicello, and Brian Keith. Music of the Stars, and I got something for you from 75 years ago. Annie Get Your Gun was out there with Betty Hutton and Howard Keel. Keel's from Illinois. His real name, Howard Leek. He spelled it backward. Louis Calhern, later to do Blackboard Jungle, and died immediately afterward. Judy Garland was supposed to be Annie Oakley. She was fired. In fact, from 1974 until 2000, we couldn't see Annie Get Your Gun. And this song came from that. And I'll tell you more about Betty Hutton. What a talent. Howard Keel and Betty.
You ever been away from home before?
Well, do I gotta leave home?
Oh, I think you'd find that quite fascinating, my dear. We travel all over the country.
Why, certainly. Have you ever been on a railroad train?
Uh-uh.
You know anything about show business?
Show business? What's that?
What show business?
The cowboys, the wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns, the roustabouts that move the show at dawn. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, your baggage with the labels pasted on.
The sawdust and the horses and the smell. The towel you've taken from the last hotel. There's no business like show business.
About it is appealing,
everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you have that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they found a star.
Let's go on with our show.
costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down.
The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town.
The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Traveling through the country is so thrilling. Standing out in front on opening nights. Smiling as you watch the benches filling. And see your billing up there in lights.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Even with the turkey that you know will fold,
you may be stranded out in the cold.
Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Once again, Betty Hutton. Annie, get your gun.
Oh, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. But now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than the pinpoint of number one. But my score with the feller is lower than a cellar. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with the pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd lock me up for murder. 'Cause you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. If I shot a rabbit, some furrier would grab it for a coat that would warm someone. But you can't shoot a lover and use him for a cover. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A Tom, Dick, or Harry will build a house for Carrie when the preacher has made them one. But he can't build your houses with buckshot in his trousers, 'cause a man may be hot, but he's not when he's shot. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
Annie Oakley, or Betty Hutton in the title role. Annie, get your gun. 75 years ago. Open on the screens May 17, 1950. Betty Hutton and Howard Keel didn't get along during the filming. By the way, Howard Keel broke his leg during filming. A horse fell on it. Well, for Father's Day, the father of the bride with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
a song. A song from Father of the Bride. Francis Albert Sinatra. Music of the Star.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Cole Porter. Here's a scene from Father of the Bride with Liz Taylor and Spencer Tracy. The Music of the Stars. 1950.
Please, Pops. It's no use talking.
I'm not going to talk, honey. I just wanted to tell you everything's all right. Whatever you choose to do, it's okay with us, you know.
Thank you, Pops.
You know, you always used to talk about taking a little trip to Europe, you know. Now, why don't I fix that up tomorrow? You could take one of your friends with you. And...
Oh, Pops, I couldn't. Not after all you've been through. All this horrible expense and everything.
Oh, heavens, that doesn't matter. Nothing matters except your happiness. What? Well, we can arrange everything. We'll make some excuse, say that you're ill or something. We'll... send back the presents, notify the people who are coming. Don't.
Oh, he should have told me before. He shouldn't have kept it from me. He had this thing come out of the blue tonight.
There. Don't.
Nova Scotia for a honeymoon. A camp in Nova Scotia. So he could fish for some horrible salmon or something. He knew I'd bought millions of evening clothes and things. That didn't matter to him. A Oh, no. He loves to go fishing, so he decides we're going fishing.
Well, after all...
What do you mean?
I thought it was something even worse than that. You know, maybe like another girl or something.
Oh, a girl wouldn't be so bad. At least you could get your teeth in a girl. This is our whole lives, our whole future. You see, it's just this selfish now, so mean when it's a question of our honeymoon. What's he going to be like after we're married?
That's 75 years for Lady and the Tramp, huh? Barbara Luddy, Larry Roberts, Peggy Lee. Peggy wrote a lot of music, lyrics. A Cocker Spaniel named Lady. They're at the center of the family's life until the family has a baby. Then... they leave little Lady in the care of an aunt, a mean lady. Lady, she runs away and meets Tramp, saves her life. And they go on adventures, fall in love. And eventually the owners come back, bring Lady back, and even invite Tramp to be part of the family. By the way, that was inspired by a Disney story artist, Joe Grant.
Cruella de Vil, if she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella, she's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil.
Summer blockbusters, how about Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And Jessica Rabbit. Said she wasn't bad, just drawn that way. That's, of course, a takeoff on Peggy Lee.
Get out of here and get me some money, too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money, too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wonder now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Some other men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Like some other men do.
Benny Goodman.
Fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow. Wow, wow,
were so pretty I could cheer. I hurried down the stairs before the sun was in the sky. But Daddy got there first so I can kiss my trains goodbye. Santa brought me choo-choo trains, it made me oh so glad. But I can't get to play with them, I can't get rid of Dad. He hasn't let the trains alone since Santa brought them here. I wish he'd let me play, but there is little chance, I fear. I asked for trains, I begged for trains, but Daddy just shook his head. Now Santa brought them just for me, but Daddy runs them instead. Santa brought me choo-choo trains, but Daddy's having fun. Wish that he would leave them for a minute, only one. 'Cause when he goes and leave them, and the coast is finally clear, I'll run my trains at Santa brought on Christmas Eve this year. Oh, look, Daddy!
Well, what do you know? A beautiful set of trains.
Gee, Dad, I can hardly...
Hold it, Junior. I'll open the package for you. Boy, oh boy, look at these swell tracks.
Here, let me in.
Now, Junior, down, boy, down. Let your old dad put them together for you.
Gee, Dad, you're doing it backwards.
And look at this locomotive. Never had them like this when I was a boy. And this whistle. Hey, pretty clever, huh? And this railroad station, just like the real thing.
Couldn't I?
Hey, look at this transformer. I'll just connect it like this.
What a mess he made of things. The tracks were all wrong somehow. The engine ran up on the rug and tore around like a plow. Mommy came right in and grabbed my daddy by the ear. She said, the train is Junior's and you better disappear. So there he goes, he's leaving now. The coast is finally clear to run my train that Santa brought on Christmas Eve this year. Oh, boy! Look out, everybody! Here comes my choo-choo train!
Daddy, what's the train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy and living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in big old gunny sacks. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears, and we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam, those big old drivers scream, a sound my little kids will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train?
John Denver. Music of the Stars. Morning, everybody. Stand by for news now on CBS. The Music of the Stars continues till high noon. Except in Green Bay, WGBW. We're signing off for you. Enjoy the weekend. By the way, Green Bay, you can continue to listen at Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The National Guard is now in and near Los Angeles after violent confrontations between demonstrators and ICE agents prompted police to use tear gas and other non-lethal weapons. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says reinforcements are on standby.
The Secretary of Defense said in a post on X that if National Guard troops, those initial 2,000, are not enough, more military members could be authorized, including active duty Marines from Camp Pendleton. That is if violence continues, but from reports on the ground right now, things are quiet.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass say President Trump's National Guard deployment could only make things worse. Bass spoke on KNX Radio.
Regardless of what we are facing, we cannot tolerate violence. And I will tell you, the last thing the city needs is for there to be a federal takeover of our cities in regard to law enforcement.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King. Your